Welcome to the Full Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 12:10 p.m. Pacific Summer Time, and today is May 3rd. I'm recording a little bit early because I have to go to the dentist, and I don't want to be speaking with a slur later on. But I think the news is going to be dominated by what happens after the close, because we had Apple missing its earnings expectations today, and yet the share recouped just about all of its decline. Whereas Facebook is going to be reporting today after the close, it has priced in a good deal of good news already, and it was down less than a dollar today. But there is the potential here that we could have some additional volatility. When we look at the broader NASDAQ, then what we see is that the index took a little bit of a pause today. It's down about 0.5%. This isn't the kind of thing that is going to scare anybody. Certainly not the kind of dynamic that we had in the middle of March. But there is a short-term overbought condition. There is the potential that we get some pause in consolidation. But other than that, in the absence of a clear downward dynamic, then this remains a market that is somewhat overbought relative to the trend mean, but is one that is continuing to extend the breakout from what was a 2-year range. And the pullbacks, such as they have been really quite inert. So that is contributing to the strength of this breakout. When we take a look at the commodity complex, that I think is where probably a lot of the news would have been today. Copper, for example, was down pretty heavily, and that I think is pretty important because it is now testing the lower side of that range. It's back in the region of the trend mean and that psychological $2.50 area. If the recovery is going to remain consistent, then it will have to bounce and bounce pretty emphatically from this level in probably this week or at least the beginning of next week. Ideally, from a situation such as we've had over the last 4 years, where the price trended lower in a quite a consistent manner, and then we have this type 2 bottom with right-hand extension, that that ideally you would see it finding support in the region of the trend mean. But of course, we do not always get ideal, and there is the potential that the period of right-hand extension or a first step above the type 2 base could be much more choppy. And that it could go back down and test the upper side of the underlying range, or back even and test the $2 area. And considering how much of a decline that represents from where prices are right now, then what happens in the region of the trend mean is going to give us, I think, going to give quite a few investors some pause. And not least because when we look at it, for example, the platinum price over the same time period, then we have a reasonably similar pattern, except that this question about whether the price was going to find support in the region of the trend mean occurred last year, and in fact, it did not. It broke down, and then it has moved into this really quite volatile trading phase. And now, platinum today is down $20, back towards this $900 area. It did find support in this area back before Christmas. There is a short-term oversold condition right now, and the best time to think about commodities is when they have had a big shakeout, because a mantra at this service for well over a decade has been don't pay up for commodities. In other words, that the best time to be interested is when they have had these pullbacks. I think personally I own enough of platinum right now that I don't feel compelled that I need to increase the position right away. But when we look at but nonetheless, I think that there is the potential for at least a bounce here. Gold is trading back below $1,250. This has been a pretty persistent decline. There is no real sign yet that it is over, but it is back in the region of the trend mean, and the trend mean is most useful when you're in a trending environment. There has been a trend in evidence in the short term, but when we look at that 200-day moving average, what do we see? It's been both above and below it on a number of occasions over the last year. The most important characteristic is that it holds that progression of higher reaction lows from the January low. And if 1250 doesn't hold and we don't get a bounce in the next day or two, then I think traders will be looking at that $1200 area and whether support is going to be found there. If we are seeing some of the luster coming off of the industrial metal complex, then, and I'm looking at the London Metal Exchange index, then it is really only copper, because when we look at the index itself, it has bounced pretty impressively from the region of its trend mean. And when we take a broader perspective and look, for example, at zinc or indeed lead, then perhaps the most important thing is that it has first step above the base characteristics, that it has bounced from the region of that $2,500 area. And this is one of the more bullish patterns out there. In the soft commodities, cocoa prices have come back really quite aggressively, and then they are moving to new lows in here today. There is no sign yet that that demand has been found here, and there is the possibility that if we look at this longer term chart, that we could see prices coming quite a bit lower from here. When we look at the commodity curve, then there is we can see very clearly that the market is in contango, and that contango means that prices in the future are higher. So we don't have a backwardation. This looks like a market that is accelerating lower. When we do get, we did have a very brief rally back up towards the trend mean, but it did not hold. When we look at, for example, sugar prices, then that is really another market that is under pressure right now. And I'm tempted to think that companies like Nestlé are probably going to benefit from this, that commodity prices are lower, and they're hardly going to cut their pr the prices that they charge consumers. So that's going to all move to the bottom line, and Nestlé is coming back up towards the upper side of what has been a pretty lengthy range. Mondelez International was one of, among the sorry. It was among the better performing stocks today, and that is another share that is really quite acutely leveraged to the growth of consumption. In fact, I was at my tennis club. I was chatting with someone who has a confectionery business, and they've been expanding into China, and they said that that growth was very slow to pick up until about the last 2 years, and that a lot of all the kids that have been educated abroad and are moving back have developed Western tastes, and that growth in consumption of confectioneries is really exploding. And that's good news for these types of companies, and they have been ranging for a pretty prolonged period of time. They are also among the beneficiaries of automation. I'm posting a video today in comment of the day about Flippy, which is a burger flipping robot. Yum! Brands reported its earnings today, and it is pushing up towards the upper side of its range on stronger Taco Bell earnings, whereas, for example, McDonald's has already broken up in pretty emphatic fashion. If commodity prices are coming down, then Starbucks, which has been really range bound for a prolonged period of time, is now breaking this progression of lower rally highs. So, and a point, of course, that we have made on a number of occasions with regard to the autonomies is that these are the types of companies that that some of the autonomies are the innovators, and they benefit from being the first to innovate. And certainly, we can put companies like Apple and Amazon and Google in that category, but then there are a whole swathe of other ones that they benefit from implementing technology. And the fact that, and I think Starbucks, McDonald's, Yum! Brands, Mondelez, Nestlé, they're the kind of companies that benefit both from lower commodity prices, but also from implementing technology. And the fact that they have been going sideways for a pretty prolonged period of time would suggest that there is potentially a more bullish outlook out there. When we look at the to the commo to the currency markets, the euro was a little bit weaker in here today, but the most important point is that it has held this move above 108. And as long as it is doing that, then we can probably give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. We do have the uncertainty of the French election this weekend, so there is the potential for volatility to pick up, depending on. And I think because we're going to have the French debate between the two main candidates this evening, so how that plays with the public is going to have, I think, quite a large impact on just how successful either party is going to be in getting the vote out, since neither of them represent the two main political parties within France. So I think there is potential for some volatility over the balance of this week, but by and large, when we look at the Euro Stoxx 600, which includes non-euro denominated stocks, then this is an index that has been ranging since 2000, and it is pushing back up towards the upper side of that range. Now, we might get some consolidation below 400. I think that we would perhaps be, I think that is perhaps more than just a potential, but the more likely outcome. But the bigger picture is that this is has been a reasonably orderly consolidation in the region of the upper side of a very long-term range, and that the medium-term potential is for it to break on the upside. Then, when we look at the Nikkei, it was in additional positive territory in here today. It was up another 135 points, and creeping back up towards this psychological 20,000 level. It has encountered resistance here on three occasions, and maybe this is the occasion when it can sustain a move above it. And the other market that I think is worth watching right now is Taiwan. Taiwan has been ranging below 10,000 for what feels like forever. It's 47 points away from breaking above 10,000 for the first time since 1990. And if that does in fact occur, well, then there is the potential that we're back in a new bull market in Taiwan as well. So we are presented with some short-term overbought conditions. There is a potential that we're going to get some pause in consolidation, not least because we've had such a strong performance over the last 10, really 10 trading days. But by and large, this is a period of synchronized global economic expansion. Unfortunately, that expansion is not as quick as we might have hoped really a decade ago, but it is expansion nonetheless, and stock markets are responding. And I think with that, I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.